There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com with Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. Captain John Reagan, we have Miles from the European Union with us. Welcome, Miles.
Good morning, gentlemen from Europe. Good afternoon from my side here.
Miles, it's always great to hear your voice. What's up?
Thank you. I was just listening in today, and I wanted to share with you some data about the automotive industry and the transmission businesses in the United States that are in decline there pretty heavily. The transmission business, like you had all these transmission shops, these chains in the United States, and they had to start in the 90s, end of the 90s. They had to start to offer car repair services as well in order to survive, because the transmission business was going down from end of the 90s, beginning of the 2000s. Today, the picture has changed even more. There is a process going on where the larger corporations are buying out the smaller ones in order to concentrate the market, and there are businesses that are in decline of 50% of their businesses, and of course they're closing down, and of course employees as well as business owners have to refocus and have to find new jobs and venues to create income.
Miles, I was talking to some of our friends in various industries within the preparedness community, and I made the statement that I believed that long-term survival-type food was in decline, and I believed that, this was maybe 6 to 9 months ago, I believed that sales were down by about 75%. I got a call from one of my friends in that industry, and he said, Vincent, you said something about, you know, sales down about 75%. I said, right. He said, you're absolutely right. And it took them, you know, 6 to 9 months to admit that those numbers were right. Now, those were just estimates. Now, you're talking about 50% business being off 50% in the transmission repair business. And I can see that as well.
Well, it's the problem is so consistent that corporations that that operate out of Heartland America, Iowa, your neck of the woods there in Missouri, or even in the neighboring states that are manufacturing, that they have a pretty hard deal to get a foot into the European market, where the transmission businesses or the automotive parts businesses is still in good shape. And a lot of these companies failed that because they were so happy with their businesses they had, and it took them 5 years to acknowledge the situation that their businesses were going downhill, and for many of them that came too late.
And when I went to Hartville in the last few days to the bank, you know, I don't think they saw it the way I saw it. They you know, they're there every single day. I'm there maybe once a month, and they were kind of shocked when I said, "Who killed Hartville?" It's obvious. It's obvious that, you know, the community of Hartville is done. They just don't know it. And that's one of the problems with American business. You know, I can see decline. It's obvious to me, and yet they're building new businesses, and they're acting like there's a recovery. or they're acting like business is booming. And at the corporate headquarters, they don't seem to understand that business is generally in decline. And I guess what you're saying is we're obtuse here in the United States.
Let me share you a story my wife just went through. She was last week in New York, in Brooklyn. And she went shopping, so she went out for her spray there. And she's a very smart shopper. She's only buying heavily reduced or clearance items. So she went out and she went to one of the major brand chain stores, outlet centers, and lo and behold, she bought products that had a price tag value of $970-something. She bought that for $120 because even there they couldn't sell everything off, and they were taken. They even left it in boxes, and they didn't care about that. They reduced it so much that it was pretty hard for my wife not to buy it.
I was in the same exact position a few weeks ago. I was at an event, and I was able to buy something. I was able to buy items that I was shocked at the price. And it was, you know, the guy behind the counter said, "Look, I'll tell you what, cash is king." And every time I went back, the price got lower. Got lower and lower, and it was at the point where there's no way I could refuse purchasing some of these items. I was shocked at how I believe that I was buying it for below cost. That's what I'm saying.
Well, sure. And hello, John Reagan. I apologize for not saying hello at the beginning. The interesting part here with the United States from our point of view from Europe is that in the flourishing 80s and even at the beginning of the 90s, life was very easy and everybody was trained to just become a cog in the wheel, to have a job and base the fundament of life on credit. And this is something that happened here in the beginning of the 2000s. Other than that, here in Europe, we had a tradition on saving money and then spending the money and not living from one credit card to the other. And now you see the limitation to where the American populace has brought itself to because that credit card system is only working for the ones that are really making the larger portion of money in the country. The other ones are facing the situation that they're thinking on a day-to-day basis just in order to keep their mouths fed, and that's it. So the decline with you, for us here, is an inevitable situation. And first they brought you liberty, and now they bring you freedom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. John Reagan?
And it's like I've been saying the past few weeks, we're seeing all the ducks line up now, and all the mile markers are, you know, between us and the collapse, we're now seeing quicker and quicker. And, you know, I can't tell you exactly what the event's going to be that finally wakes people up, but by that time, it's, you know, there won't be any time to prepare.
John, from our position here in Europe, the United States are not done. The United States are very wealthy. The United States, I mean the square in Washington to the river. Other than that, America, the other part of America that is the larger portion of it, is economically done. Corporations from here have problems in dealing with businesses there because of a cultural difference and because of work in a timely manner when time of delivery has to be met. Things are not going that smooth anymore with American companies. So from our point of perspective, dealing with American corporations is a thing you really do not want to do, number one. And number two, the reliability of goods from there was dropping dramatically because even in using source materials or materials you finish a product out of, went down to the point where they asked the question, where can we make a dime out of that? So economically, doing business with an American company has become pretty tough.
Miles, are you saying, I'd like to make sure we get this clear. Are you saying that our ethics are substandard now? Our ethics are not what they used to be. The materials that we're supplying are now substandard and questionable? Is that one of the things that you're saying?
When the American Army and Air Force left posts, bases, and camps here in Germany or in Europe, they always had a parade, and they left everything in a clean manner. I apologize. They left everything in a very clean manner. Looking back at the last 10 years, even that is not the case. They just move out. They leave the trash there, and they don't care about it anymore. And I find it very picturesque to see the same thing with the American populace. They don't care about these things anymore because first they have to think about how to survive this week, and then they have to think about how they survive next week.
So that statement from the lady behind the bank, the lady who was on the other side of the counter, when she said, people just don't care anymore. That's what you're talking about. They just, it's me first. Me first and the heck with everybody else.
Your school system from the early 1940s on was built on the principles of Professor Wilhelm Wundt. It is like animal training. Go back and I encourage your listeners to find out about Wilhelm Wundt and the Leipzig connection. You've been trained to do certain things. The older generation still was aware of doing, to think out of the box, to be creative. But the more modern your society became, the more dependent on technology or on gadgets or knickknacks and services, this society became. And now we're at the point that acquiring all these skills takes so much effort that for many, many people, it just seems not realistic to go there.
You're absolutely right, Miles. Over the weekend, I was looking at Craigslist. I wanted to buy some machines to make parts. I wanted to buy a mill, a lathe, a combination lathe and mill, because I'm having trouble. I'm having trouble buying parts, so I need to make them, right? So I found this auction, and I saw how they were selling some fabricated devices, machines that were homemade to make things. And I'm thinking, wow, these are really clever. However, I haven't seen anybody do it in the last generation. Our generation doesn't do it. It was the previous generation, the World War II generation, that made these little machines. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com. and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us in Texas. Miles from the European Union is with us. And we've got Michael from New York on hold. Michael will be with you in a few minutes. Miles, we're talking about the American economy. And here's a question I have for you. When the satellite goes down, the EU Telsat, Hotbird 13B, that Broadcast USA prepares over Europe and North Africa and part of the Middle East, I hear that they get a lot of complaints at the satellite uplink company when there's a problem from Europe. Do people in Europe listen to USA Prepares?
Oh, you have many listeners over here. Not only here, in fact, you have listeners not only all over Europe. You have listeners going down to the Middle East and even to the Far East from here. Basically, ones that I know that live there, many of them do listen to USA Prepares and to your show.
I find that fascinating because, you know, a lot of what we talk about is just, you know, things that are happening here in America. And so can I ask you why that is that they listen?
Our economies are so fragile that at any point in time now, when the dollar collapses, other currencies will collapse as well. And it is a matter of being prepared for all happenstances or circumstances in that situation then. That's why your show is so valuable, and that's why you have so many followers over here in Europe with your show as well. And we pay kudos to you for your show as well as to your instructors and here especially John Reagan, because he's keeping up information at the pulse of the time that have an impact on the other the rest of the world, or that will have one in the future. And I'm just naming one here, that's SpyTech, that's rolled out even faster than here in the European Union or in the U.S. in these so-called emerging economies.
Miles, one of our class members, her name is Sherry, called and asked if we could do a broadcast about alternative currencies. How do we roll one out? How do we trade and barter with each other in our communities as we spiral down economically? And she asked if we, you know, if we could do that. And I was and I thought of you. And I said, yeah, we've got a guy who can teach us how we can barter with each other. Because I mentioned that you have an hours bank where you work in the European Union, and you all contribute time. And your time, as an engineer, for example, is worth the same amount as the guy who drives a backhoe as the same amount as the guy who sutures wounds, right?
I mean, exactly.
An hour is an hour.
And an hour is an hour.
Would you be willing to, you know, help us with a broadcast in the next few weeks or so about how we can do that and how you're doing it in the European Union?
Sure. I would be delighted to do that with you.
Okay. All right. So I'll contact you and through the normal channels, and we'll arrange that. I'm looking forward to that.
I will send you a Skype message on that, and or a message with email, and then we get onto it. Gentlemen, I'll let you go. John Reagan, I apologize for jumping into the financial state of the union. You're doing a great work, and thank you for all your work. So I let you go with that. Have a great day. Thank you,
Miles. Thank you so much, John Reagan. Miles. I don't know if you have you talked with Miles before, John Reagan?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Miles, believe it or not, has stayed in the background. He is a senior USAPrepares.com instructor. He speaks seven languages. English is not his native language. He's a brilliant engineer, knows a lot about a lot. And we've had him on the Bunker Files many times. And now you will hear coming up, in the next few weeks, more of Miles from the European Union. John Reagan, we have Michael from New York with us. Michael, welcome.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Always great to listen to you. And yes, thanks for the background on Miles. Obviously, highly intelligent man.
Brilliant.
And I'm glad he mentioned that they're in trouble, too, because I was first commenting that you got a break coming up, Vincent. I'll hang on.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Michael's going to hang on. Captain John Reagan's with us. And, John, what else have we got coming up? We're going to talk more about SpyTech?
Yes, we are.
Oh, boy. Captain John Reagan, I'm Vin Finelli. Meet up tonight, Jimmy Zegg, 4:45 to 8. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and Michael from New York. Please continue.
Well, thank you. And so I was going to comment that, but Miles covered it right at the end, that, you know, Europe is in deep, as much trouble as we are over here, all due to the same problems. And ultimately, as you guys always cover, it's due to being lazy, selfish, and soft. Americans used to be hard, tough, independent, individualistic, creative, trying to do things on their own. Now they reversed it all on us due to these vices of selfishness, stupidity, and at the same time believing they're smarter than they really are. And but ultimately, gentlemen, our problem here, as it is over there in Europe, is this phony money supply and the debt-based currency. And until we get rid of that and hang all those guys and their agents and have our own lawful currency that's debt-free, that can't not be inflated and has intrinsic value, we will constantly suffer under these kinds of conditions repetitively. And so that's really the ultimate problem. And last, you know, do you guys know of anybody that's where China's importing from a country rather than constantly exporting? I have an opportunity, guys, where I could very lucratively make a lot of money off Chinese. They want my products, and they want it bad. And the only problem is, number one, they want to rebrand it, and I told them I'm not going to allow that because I want the Chinese to know it's an American product, it's an American, total American materials, and that's who's keeping them healthy. And number two, though, as I look at this latest intercontinental ballistic missile supersonic speed that the Chinese are launching off their latest battleship, compliments of the Bushes and the Clintons, et cetera, I don't know if I really want to help keep them healthy. So I'm in that dilemma. But that's integrity right there, guys. Willing to forego getting rich, materially, financially rich, because of that reason alone. I'm willing to step down, a step away from that, just on that reason alone.
Well, you're one of very few. There's no question about it. We are seeing the collapse of the United States from within. We are seeing the lack of integrity. We are seeing the lack of loyalty all around us. We seriously are. I'm not kidding. And, you know, just like the Clintons, I've been trying to think of a worse nightmare than Hillary Clinton becoming president. I can't think of one. That's like the worst thing that could possibly happen. They've been selling out Americans for years. And given the White House to do it, that's the last thing that we need. So you're absolutely right, Michael. You're right. And I applaud you for not willing to sell us out. However, you know, where are the markets? How about Europe? I mean, if you've got something that good, why don't we put you in touch with Miles? And,
absolutely. I have a lot of clients and opportunities in Europe, but they're under that Codex Alimentarius thing. Like, I can't even get anything into Spain. Unfortunately, trying to help people there and unable to. But absolutely, I want to help Europeans and Americans. I want to keep them tip top healthy, and also do it very, very economically, and also set it up so that anybody can make money as well, distributing wise, and that's really my goal. I want to keep us healthy and superior in every way. And
it's going to be really tough. I will help you, Michael. Send me an email, please, Vincent@USAPrepares.com, Vincent@USAPrepares.com, and I will be in contact with Miles. I will share your contact information with him. And then it'll be up to Miles to see if there's a fit. Okay, I'll be glad to do that.
And I'll be more than happy to do that as well, gentlemen. And as always, keep up the great work. I do appreciate your honor, integrity, and your loyalty, patriotism. So God bless, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Michael from New York. John Reagan. You know, it does my heart good to hear. You know, there's still some of us left who will not sell out.
And in thinking about some of the things that were said, we had one of our teachers at the reunion, I believe it was 10th grade history, and he's now 91. So we were taught by somebody that, you know, came in before these new systems were introduced. And also to put some things in perspective, I started going to college the summer before my senior year of high school. And by the time I graduated, I had accumulated, among other things, 9 semester hours of computer science courses. I was the only person in my high school that had computer experience. Of course, today, that's, you know, 100% pretty much have, you know, some form of computers and either smartphone, computer, you know, a game station. A lot of change in the last 40 years.
John, when you talk about computer experience today versus computer experience of the 1970s, computer experience of the 1970s was assembler program, you know, Fortran, COBOL, BASIC, C, you know, C later on. And you look at the young people today, and their grandparents will say, boy, I'll tell you what, Johnny is a whiz. He's a whiz. He knows everything about computers now. Microsoft Word, spreadsheets, boy, he really knows. That's not programming. That's like reading the user manual, you know? What do you think?
Very much so. And we had to be so inventive because the resources on the computers were so small that to do anything required skill just to get the job done.
What you're talking about is writing a program that would accept data, and you had 4K of memory. 4K of memory, not 4 gig, 4,000 bytes of memory. And then, man, oh man, when it doubled to 8,000 bytes, 8096 bytes, that was unbelievable. Then 16. My first computer had 4K of memory. It was a Southwest Technical Products computer. It was a Motorola 6809. I built it. It had 4K of memory. And that memory was $495. And I soldered the actual memory circuits onto a circuit board. We'll call them integrated circuits, memory, or you can call them memory chips in a package. That's what I did, and it was $495 just for the memory back in 1980. It was pretty expensive back then.
Yeah, and the smartphone that I carry around with me, you know, that's more power and capacity than the mainframes I worked on in the Air Force.
Yeah, and way more power than the alleged computers that allegedly got us to the moon and back.
Yeah, the Hewlett Packard 65 calculator had more power than the Apollo computers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember those. I remember those Hewlett Packard handheld programmable calculators. They were pretty sophisticated. Yeah, back in the 70s. John Reagan, so let's talk about spy tech. Let's hit some buttons.
Okay. Well, let me run through all the spy tech and control, and then we'll discuss it.
Okay.
First up, Facebook denies that it's collecting all those posts when you something hits your button and you start replying, and then you decide it's better off to cool down before you post it. There's an Irish technology consultant that has used some software that shows that what you type into that box gets transmitted to Facebook, and no telling where it goes from there. We have car thieves that are stealing cars by using basically a signal extender so that it's so that your car is able to communicate with your key fob, and so it doesn't know you aren't there. But it'll unlock the door and start the car, and these devices can be bought for as little as $17. I've got three articles there that where companies like General Motors and John Deere are using intellectual property laws to try and make it difficult or impossible for you to work on your own cars and tractors. And if the Trans-Pacific Partnership goes through, then that can get even worse. We've got the leftists wanting to get rid of all of the so-called fossil fuels by 2050. And we've already covered that, you know, it's about 87-88% of the energy we use comes from these sources. And to get that changed over in 35 years is just not realistic. And life insurance apparently is going to be like car insurance, where you're going to be monitored if you want a better rate. So life insurance you'll have, in conjunction with Obamacare, be monitored for what your activities are. Just like with the car insurance, they want to monitor how you drive as well as how much you drive, and ultimately charge you by the mile and make it impossible for you to afford to have free range transportation. Vincent?
Well, let's start with Facebook. And one of the things that you mentioned was that, you know, we've been saying that you've been tracked even when you hit the backspace key. So, you know, if you say, oh, let's say you're a 13-year-old girl and you have a fight with your 13-year-old friend in school. He's a boy. We'll call him a boyfriend. And you wish he were dead, and you type in, I wish he were dead, or I could kill him. But you hit the backspace key. You hit the backspace key so it doesn't get posted. Well, John, it looks like Facebook captured those keystrokes, the part where you wanted to kill him, even though you didn't post it. It's just a thought that you typed on the keyboard and an emotional rant, and it's there for as long as Facebook wants to retain it. Let's talk about how many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan is with us. And John, you know, back in Springfield, Missouri, year and a half, 2 years ago, there was this phenomenon. And these key fob locking, keyless remote starting vehicles got stuck in a mall parking lot. And the drivers would get out of the car, lock the vehicle, go shopping, come back, and they could not get back in their vehicles. So the dealership would come, tow the vehicle away, bring it to the dealership lot, and these were multiple brands. And they could start the vehicle right on the trailer and drive it off, and they found nothing wrong. Well, no one in Springfield was able to figure out what was going on. I called Bert Bertonis, USA Prepares engineer in California, and I explained the phenomenon. He said, oh, okay, it's the third harmonic. It's the third harmonic of an FM transmitter. So someone obviously put an FM transmitter near the parking lot, and the third harmonic of center of the dial of FM transmissions. FM is 88 to 108 megahertz. 100 megahertz is, if you multiply that times 3, you get the third harmonic, and that was the frequency of these remoteless start vehicles. So the antenna that was put near the parking lot was overpowering the remote start or keyless entry transmitters from the key fobs, and it was preventing the signal from reaching the car from the key fob. So here we have, you know, some guy hooks up a transmitter for FM and it's preventing cars from operating. Now my thought on that is, why would I want to have one? Why would I want to have one of these things? I what's wrong with it, carrying your key with you and putting your key in your door lock and then taking that same key and putting it in your ignition and starting your vehicle? What's wrong with that? So you extrapolate that out, John, and you look at General Motors and John Deere wanting to make repairing your machine that you bought from those two companies, General Motors and John Deere, for the tractors. They want to make the repair by you of your equipment illegal because they have these programs running in the operating system to make these vehicles do what they do. Yes?
It goes beyond that, just the keyless entry. For example, our new car, if somebody took a picture of our key and made a duplicate key, that would not start the car because it doesn't have the chip.
Right.
Whereas if they can communicate with that chip with a copy of the key, they can start the car.
Right. So why would we want this, John? Why would we want to have a vehicle? How much is a key for that vehicle with the chip?
I don't know, but it's not the $1 or $2 like, you know, car keys used to be.
Yeah. And,
it's billed as a security feature.
Right. Right. Probably upwards of $500 to get a key for your vehicle, which is insanity. Absolutely insane. And, you know, I used to be a supporter of John Deere equipment, and I have, right here at the farm, we have three John Deere tractors. And they work great. None of them is computer controlled. And what's happening is farmers are now looking for older equipment because they don't want to be held hostage by John Deere. They don't want to be held hostage. Now, the tractor that I have, our neighbor has a tractor, and it's about the same horsepower rating as ours. Ours is a 1985 six-cylinder, very heavy tractor. If you want to look it up, it's model number 2950. It's made in Mannheim, Germany. It's a really good piece of gear. Well, our neighbor has one. His tractor is a little smaller. It's the same horsepower rating, and his has a four-cylinder engine that's turbocharged. So they figured out how to get a four-cylinder to have the same power as a six-cylinder. I believe that ours is more powerful than his, even though it's the same horsepower rating. Now, why would I want to have one that's computer-controlled? I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Because I don't want to be held hostage. John, what do you think? Do you want to be held hostage by the manufacturer? You have to bring it to them. Can you imagine bringing a 12,000-pound tractor to your local dealer for a tune-up?
Or it doesn't run and you have to get it into the shop.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a huge problem. You need a big trailer to haul around a 10,000, 12,000-pound tractor. A big trailer. Like a gooseneck. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Boy, we didn't cover it all. And I guess that's the way it goes right here at USA Prepares. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.